Now, the Bayeux Tapestry, it's over 950 years old. The most famous sort of embroidery in history is going to be displayed in the UK, but not before 2020. Now, the historic Bayeux Tapestry has been on permanent display at a museum in the town of Bayeux in Normandy. And the French president today, Emmanuel Macron, is expecting to announce the loan to the visit to the UK today. Now, but before all this, this is really exciting because here in Cambridge, we're going to be able to welcome the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry a lot sooner. In fact, it's going to be here next week. And the Alderney Bayeux is leaving the Channel Islands and set to visit Cambridge University to become part of the history lesson next Tuesday, the 23rd. And Kate Russell, the creator, the organiser, is here with me now via landline from Alderney. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Susie.
Oh, nice to have.
Good morning, Cambridge.
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, Cambridge. Kate, tell us a little bit about the Alderney. What inspired you to recreate the Bayeux Tapestry to make it the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry?
Well, it really began with this obsession that I've had with the Bayeux Tapestry for a long time. The history of it, I think, is fascinating. But I also like to do embroidery, and I had copied several scenes from the Bayeux Tapestry just to decorate our home. And when the walls were full, I then discovered a book describing the finale created by Jan Messent, who is an expert embroiderer, and she's written a story about how the Bayeux Tapestry would have been created all those years ago without all the modern conventions that we can use, like lighting, for example. And in thinking about how, well, you know, perhaps I would make one more copy of what she had done. Well, our walls were full. And what's more, we live in the Channel Islands, which belong to Britain, not to France. And the whole reason for that is the result of the Battle of Hastings. So I thought we could do this as a community project to, in effect, pay homage to William for having allowed us to become British, but also to make sure that the community remembered the origins of this connection.
Now, from this, you've recreated, as you said, but you have recreated and you have added, haven't you? You've added three scenes.
Yes. What we did at the end of the Bayeux Tapestry is in tatters. And most of the people who have studied it believe that it would have ended with the coronation of William. That seems to be the logical thing because it begins with Edward the Confessor on the throne. Somewhere in the middle, you have Harold on the throne. Surely, since this was done after the conquest, it would have ended with William on the throne. But instead, it ends up with the English being chased off the battlefield, and that's about it, which is highly inconsequential for an ending of something 70 meters long. So what we did was create in 3 meters some of the scenes of the history between October 14th, the day of the battle, and Christmas Day when William was crowned.
As you say, you've got the three new scenes, which is William is dining on the battlefield and accepting the surrender and the coronation.
Yes.
This was a community project as well, wasn't it? I'm fascinated by this. Because you say in, it says there that almost 416 men and women.
And children.
And children, absolutely.
Yes, we had several four-year-olds who helped us with it. We had someone who was over 100 at the time, several people who would be over 100 now, some of whom are no longer with us. So it's got its own little bit of island history. We had people from 6 of the world's 7 continents who stitched on it. We missed out Antarctica. But
they all came to visit Alderney, is that right?
Yes. Well, some people who live here obviously put in the greatest contribution. But yes, I kept a list of who had stitched and obviously talked to them where they had come from. And I was quite amazed as the list kept growing.
But when did this
even Korea, you know, which has been in the news recently. We had 2 stitchers from Korea.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful. Lovely to have a history to this as well. This started in 2012. It was completed in 2012. Yes. Is that right, Kate?
Well, actually, 2013. Uh-huh. The idea and I can't draw. So I spoke to an artist here who is very talented, Pauline Black, and she designed what we have. And, of course, that took some time. So we opened it for stitching to the community on the 1st of February, 2012. And the last day of stitching for them was the 31st of January. Then I took it home to make sure we hadn't left anything out. It was unveiled on the 5th of April, and about 6 months later, I discovered that one of the shoes of one of the embroiderers had not been filled in. So you never know when it's really finished. I may discover something else.
It sounds like a very life-consuming project, Kate. Did it completely take over your life? Was it in a good way?
Well, my husband says it's taken over my life. But it had already, I mean, the Bay of Tapestry, as I say, had become an obsession. It's so full of so many ambiguities. It's had such an astonishing history in itself. So you could never run out of things to discover about it. And there's a lot of research going on all the time to try to figure out where it was made, how it was made, who designed it, who is the patron. All these things are open questions.
Mm.
And so, no, the fascination will continue for many years ahead, I think.
And what an amazing moment to be bringing your Alderney Bay of Tapestry over to Cambridge this Tuesday coming, because the actual Bay of Tapestry has been in the news yesterday and today. You couldn't have picked a perfect time.
Well, nobody was more surprised than I was when I listened to the radio that morning and they announced it. It's fabulous news. And the timing for Cambridge is wonderful.
Yes. Now, if we go back to the timeline for the Bayeux Tapestry, which dates back to 1476, how do you foresee the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry timeline? I mean, it started obviously way back in 2013 when you presented it to the French Museum. Is that right?
Well, it was unveiled in Alderney by the curator of the Bayeux Tapestry Museum, and Sylvette Le Magnon, by the way, and the President du Conseil de la Manche, who was trying to foster ties with the Channel Islands. That was Jean-François Legrand. And they both exclaimed on how it, well, in fact, the curator herself said, oh, c'est excellent, when she unveiled it. And I thought, oh, you know, it was such a relief to know that she had more or less given it her approval. And on that day, she said she would be very happy to have it in the Bayeux Tapestry Museum. So the following summer, not 2013, because we kept it at home for that first summer, but the second summer, it spent in the Bayeux Tapestry Museum. And that's the first time that honor has been paid to a finale.
Wow. That is.
We were very proud.
I bet you were. All that hard work. Tell us a little bit about, Kate, the actual embroidery. How did you design it? Because it's 3 meters long, 10 foot long.
3 meters long. Yeah, right. It's the idea was we would follow exactly what most of the experts think would have been the dimensions. So it's about 50 centimeters high. It varies, but it's made on the same type of linen, which is a 55 to 60 count linen, and it's embroidered with fine wool in the same colors as the Bayeux Tapestry. So it's meant to look as though it could have been an ending, with two exceptions. Because we were doing this in the Channel Islands, and because we had a grant from our local government to buy the materials, or most of them, we wanted to put in something that symbolized that this was the time when the Channel Islands became a dependency of the English crown. And so we have an image that shows that. There is also an image of a man called Wass, or Wace, who is the author of the Roman de Roux, which is one of the very earliest books in French. It was written in Anglo-French, Anglo-Norman French. He was a canon of Bayeux Cathedral, but he was born in Jersey, which, of course, is another Channel Island. And we put him in there because in his Roman de Roux, he describes the Battle of Hastings. He describes how the struggle all came about. It's not necessarily accurate, but it's a long description of what happened. And he also says that William sailed to England with 700 less 4 ships, and that's the most accurate number we have for how many ships he actually came with. And he says, I know this because my father told me so. Well, he was writing in the 1160s, so either he had a geriatric father and was an extremely precocious child, or he was exaggerating the sense of, you know, of what his father was. Maybe it was a grandfather, for example. But whatever the case, he could not have been part of the original Bayeux Tapestry. So we are announcing ours as a fake by saying, oh, and look, there's Wass. Well, he couldn't have been in the original one.
Excellent. Yeah. It's certainly stirring up a lot of curiosity for yours. Absolutely, the Eldney Bayeux Tapestry, because it is coming, as we said, it's coming to Cambridge. And it's called, the presentation is called 1066, How History Was Stitched Up, Hidden Meanings in the Bayeux Tapestry and Alderney's Conclusion. And you're presenting this with Pauline Black next Tuesday, the 23rd, 6 p.m. at the lecture room, GR06/07. That's the English faculty Sidgwick site University. I have to announce, Kate, that you, founder and project organiser of Alderney Bayeux Tapestry, you were awarded the BEM, that's for services to heritage and culture. That's the British Empire Medal in Alderney and Normandy. And that's wonderful. I bet you were completely taken back and chuffed, weren't you?
I was overwhelmed because it's really the community that deserves that honour, but they had to give it to one person, and I didn't say no.
I'm glad you didn't say no.
It was an extraordinary honour, and it's really an honour for our Alderney Tapestry. And we hope as many people as would like to will come to see it while we're in Cambridge.
Well, I must point out that the admission is free for next Tuesday at 6 p.m.
Yes.
And as I said, you couldn't have picked a better moment, or Cambridge University inviting you. I don't know if they knew about it, but it is amazing that today President Emmanuel Macron is going to be with Theresa May, setting the date for the actual Bayeux Tapestry, and we're going to get it a little bit sooner for the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry here in Cambridge. I think we are very lucky.
Oh, well, I feel very lucky to have been invited. It's at the invitation of the Anglo-Saxon, Norse and Celtic Society, and I should point out they did say if too many people come, their society do have precedence over members of the public, but that all members of the public are welcome. And as you say, the admission is free. I'm just happy to tell people about it.
Oh, Kate, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I wish you all the best for
Thank you very much, Susie.
Oh, well,
it's been a pleasure for me.
Well, it's great, because I just wish that I'm sure the timeline of the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry will continue and stir lots of curiosity about the Battle of Hastings and more. In fact, in the last 2 days, I've learned more than ever about the Alderney Bayeux Tapestry and the Bayeux Tapestry. It's got to be a good thing, hasn't it not?
Oh, thank you. Keep on learning.
Yes.
It's quite a story.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Kate Russell.
Thank you.
Lovely
very
to
much.
Talk to you. Okay.
Lovely.